right. Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
Woohoo!
I'm officially called to order. The Tanahue Select Board meeting today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Do we have margaritas?
Did you bring them?
No, I figured people had this planned from last week.
I didn't even know it was going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Glad it's not on video.
I'll just go pick up my stuff. I'll just stop on by on the way home. Okay.
All right, so we're going to review, the meeting's being audio recorded, and we're going to review the agenda. We've got some minutes that we're going to review. We've got an appointment at some point with Joseph Clark about the sign for here at the building. Handful of discussion items, ATM meeting, office assistant, boards, clerk position, police cruiser. The bridge, small bridge, culvert project, Route 8A, watershed association. A lot of these things are in your minutes. Your notes. Highway department, and then some new items. Oh, community hall, exciting news about the cupola that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna talk about HVAC project and Tri-County landfill. Is there anything else? Yeah.
Nope.
Well.
No.
Elisa.
No thanks.
So, public comments there at the end. Did anybody have anything they'd like to share prior to us getting going for an early? We can do it at the end too, but public comment. We're going to talk about moving that up at some point, but anyone who's visiting have anything that they'd like to add before? Okay. So, we've got some meeting minutes. Get those out. Knock them out.
Yep.
We'll put a stop when Jason comes here. We don't have a time, but we know he's en route.
Yeah.
So, the meeting minutes. We're going to look at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes, and these are for Tuesday, April 28, 2026. And Elisa.
I got nothing.
Will. What you got, Will?
On community, second page, community hall, elevator, and cupola.
Yeah.
And I have, this is what was in here, and this is what I thought it should be, but it's just my observation. M. Francisconi explained that the broken elevator part was fixed and was being shipped back to the elevator company from the state of Florida. And my understanding was that it had been shipped by the elevator company to Florida for repair. That was what I remembered.
It had been, and then at the last meeting it got shipped back.
Okay, so
yes.
maybe okay. So I missed that step, or I scratched that then.
Okay, it's okay.
And the only other thing was right what, just the next line down, the highway superintendent had yet to hear instead of hear.
Oh, yeah. Good catch.
My goodness.
I don't know why I didn't notice that. It usually has red squigglies underneath it.
And then we're not done.
Oh.
And then you continue on that second line of that where it says about the use of their bucket truck to remove the remaining two sides of the cupola. I think it's the cupola trim.
Correct.
Taking a whole cupola out, and you're probably going to hear from a lot of people.
That's true.
Okay. I'm going to start with something else.
Trim.
And the only other thing I had was more of a clarification. And that was on page 3, and it's my own advice, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Under new business, Route 8A, culvert, small bridge project easements. There's something you go, M. Francisconi explained that per town council, a meets and bound, and meets is M-E-T-E-S. I'm not familiar with that term in this context.
That's the way it's spelled.
Okay.
I didn't know of a better way. I was thinking about that as I was writing it, and I'm like, I don't know how else to explain this.
I'm sure it's correct. I just.
It is how it's spelled. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all, man. That's all I have.
All right, then. Would somebody like to make a motion to accept the Town and Key Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026, as amended?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elise, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Linda's not here, they looked good to me. All right. Next is, let's skip over this, we'll come back to Jason. So, annual town meeting, general discussion, final review of draft handbooks, approved handbooks, distribution at annual town meeting. So we have, I think it was in your mail too, actually.
I realize I should probably be putting this stuff, that's like, even if it's a draft document in the mail, I might be wrong on that, but.
Sorry, it's right here. And we had a little bit of back and forth that I saw between Elisa and Mia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so did you guys looked at this? You started talking about it last week. So I want to just point something out, just a general little reminder. It would be something new for Mia about this. So when I say in the past, there's been a lot of different ways that these notes and explanations have been handled over the years. And one of the general consensus beliefs over time is the more pieces of paper people have to have in their hands, the less likely they're going to read them. And part of that is because they're sitting in a chair, they don't have a table, it's hard to go back and forth, back and forth. That's why I sent you that note from when I was away, Mia, about.
Oh yeah, no,
you know,
I totally get it. Yeah.
So I think when we're, and the fact that this is only going to be available to people the day of the meeting, and possibly you're going to have some out, did you change that plan? Or are you going to have them out on Friday if someone?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be ready to go by tomorrow.
So if anyone who's comes to vote on Friday, that's a reminder, they may see these, but most people are not going to read these before we start looking at it.
Right. If we have them out, like, so when people come to vote, we can, maybe people, whoever's there, constable,
right,
can encourage them. Please take this for your reference. Please take, review this before tomorrow.
Right.
Right?
But most are not. So, right. No, some people are going to, correct.
But
what I'm saying is we have to be prepared to answer to every single one of them.
Oh, I know.
Because
yeah,
in the past, so the last handful of years, what worked really well is on Article 3 to have the little note on the same page as the line that we're looking at. Because when we're sitting there talking at the meeting, you're going to be looking at the Article 3 list that's going to have no notes. And then this is going to accompany it. And no, so it's going to be hard for somebody to go back and forth between the two.
Right, no,
do you know what I'm saying?
We understood that, but
okay,
things got approved before we had the notes
on it.
The council told
us. So I'm just saying what you put on here might, it's important, but it's going to be more important that we know what to answer, because we're going to have to answer to all
yes
of these.
So I guess back now,
because even
I have a separate document going with like detailed explanations of every single thing that you guys will be able to reference. Mm-hmm. Almost done with it, but so we'll have that too, along with
right
like how much
what,
money we spent.
What I'm saying is, every one of these that's confusing, some people will look at it, but most people aren't going to, so they're going
right
to ask the question.
Yeah.
So if it's not
so
complete,
somebody
is, exactly.
That's
if it's not complete in here, you know, in something that has 14 reasons why it went up or
mm-hmm
down or went away, you're still going to have to talk about that, because there's going to be somebody in the room who's not going to have read this that's going to have the question of a line item that changes dramatically. Some of them, if they change a little bit, people aren't going to ask as many questions, but some might. So I speak to this when I talk about the buildings and the special project number that we took out. You know, we eliminated that line item for special projects.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the questions that I think you brought up. Or
I did, because as we're taking that $10,000 and applying it to all the other buildings, I think people might ask, well, how much is, I mean, I would ask, how much of special buildings is going into that and how much is inflation?
But we didn't necessarily take $10,000 and say we're just going to break it up. We just said we're gonna be more transparent in how we present the cost to maintain the buildings and make sure that there's excess money in each line item for a unforeseen or unexpected repair that oftentimes comes out of special projects. If there isn't, it may be a special project, but it may not be exactly equal to $10,000 split amongst the four things. And there might be a building that has no special projects and it's just an overrun on the cost to run the building.
No, and so I get that.
Yeah. So I just think that we need to be clear that we didn't just take $10,000, which used to be $15,000, which used to be a specific amount equal to the cost of a special project. So special projects started with there being a project that was costed out, or two, or three, that were specific, had a price to them, and then it went on the main warrant as a separate article. And then we asked the voters to vote for that, and we called it special projects. Over time, that switched, it became part of the budget, which then made this whole philosophy of, well, what some people don't like special, that came up in our meeting with the finance committee in particular, we don't like that special projects because it's not specific as to what the money is going to be used for. So I think it just to make sure that people understand the whole, the steps that it took to go from where it used to be to where it is now, there might not be a special project done in each line item for X amount because there's nothing that's figured out at this point in time. So I think what's more important is the fact that we are trying to be more transparent in the cost to run each individual building in its maintenance line. So it's utilities, maintenance, unforeseen repairs, possibly a special project, right? If there's money left, possibly a special project. And the way to do that is one, the elimination of the catch-all special project in the budget, and two is the elimination of the revolving, you know, stopping using revolving funds to pay for the, you know, these projects that we don't know what they might be. So I think that's really important, just for people to understand the concept of in general. To put all that into a note in here is hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's where we have to speak to it in general that, let's see, where do you have it on here? Like what the first one, Sawyer Hall, inflation removes special project funding line. I mean, we're gonna have to explain that it's, the increase is for inflation and because we're trying to be more transparent and have all of the costs associated with maintaining the property come from this line item.
Right.
As best as we can because they're unforeseen, some of them.
So instead of saying remove special project funding line 103, can we just say inflation and allowing for special projects?
It's really it's somehow we could, other than just not say just special projects. I think see those lines are called maintenance
and
utilities. At some point, you know, it's maintenance, utilities, repairs, it's everything that has to do with that building. A special project will come before the voters out of a stabilization account.
So then we got to change this, right? So it's inflation and repairs. And that will be
and then
less
we have
confusing.
To explain.
And that's fine.
So it just says inflation and repairs.
I would take out remove special project funding and just
that's
say
what I was
repairs.
trying to say in my email. Me and Bubba, it was difficult to explain
no,
it, without
it,
all the
it
backstory
is.
Of how we
and I understand it. I mean, I'm
that's less confusing
I've,
doing it this way.
Yeah.
So we're gonna say the same things we're saying in here 8 times over at a new town meeting. So
I think this is gonna be pretty. We started down this path as of just last year, right? I think just last year when we took when we stopped funding the revolving account with the monies that came from the lease. Did that just start happening last year?
I think so.
Important, but, so we've started down the process and we've been talking about this, so people should understand. It's the same group of people, they'll understand this.
So for line 31, 32, and 33, we're gonna say inflation and repairs. And let that be that.
Yeah, and then explain it, I think so.
If, you know, if they do question it.
Yeah.
Okay. That feels cleaner and better, thank you.
And 35?
Yeah, so it was 31, 32, 33, and 35.
I mean, it's basically what you had in 35, including funding for miscellaneous small repairs, is we are looking to eliminate the revolving fund accounts that would normally fund them, shouldn't be, that should have been there anyways, but.
Okay.
Because revolving funds don't always, so normally is a tough word to use.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you just made it shorter and just say what you did for your first one, I think that's perfect, and we'll speak the rest of it.
Just information repairs.
And that'll help understand the, when we get to the revolving, we will have led into it.
Got it.
Let's see, what were, let's go back now to that. I just wanted to get that one off my head while I was there. I'm gonna go to your list, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
So number 10, let's see, line 10, no explanation of the jump.
Oh yeah.
So okay. You're just changing that, I assume?
Yes.
Well, so wait, let's look at Mia's response to that and her email.
Sorry. Thank you. I appreciate it. I need that.
She didn't know how to word it. It's the accountant's, hello. It's the accountant's fault that it was budgeted for last year and now his expense line will be overrun. It just was taken out of the wrong account, so it's just a correction.
Well,
it wasn't taken out of the wrong account. He didn't budget for it. It was supposed to.
But it got paid. It got paid last year. You had told me that it got paid and it came out of the accountant expense line.
It did.
Right.
Well, that's what the explanation says. I just didn't know how you wanted to word it without a targeting.
Well, I just think it's a...
Well, right now in Article 3, we just have annual subscription cost.
It is. We just didn't buy.
Well, it's a new subscription cost as of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? Because that's when we switched to beta.
2 years ago.
Two years ago. This is why we're going from 500 to 4,500.
So we did it 2 years ago and we missed it last year.
2 years ago, no. So 2 years ago it was paid for, my understanding is it was paid for with the state and local.
Oh,
SLFR.
Yeah.
State and local something funds, recovery funds or something. The first year it was paid for with that because that was like the $26,000, the initial transition plus the annual subscription. Second year, it was paid for out of the accountant's expense line. Didn't find that out until Elisa asked a question that prompted me to look into it, and I realized he paid it out of the accountant's expense line, which is how we have to pay him. So it's going to be overrun by $4,500 at the end of the year because it wasn't budgeted for last year, and it should have been. So we paid it. We just didn't pay it from the right place. So
I think the note is that it is... the accountant software, we're just going to have to explain it.
The
software that we switched over to when we went on VEDAR a couple years ago, and the first year it was covered by
a different account.
The first year it was covered by funds, ARPA funds. Was it though?
No, it wasn't. I didn't bring my VEDAR file. Because I thought this was
You told me, and I have it all printed out in here.
Right,
told me
so that thing that I sent you. So VEDAR,
it's right here,
paid for the initial.
I think there was a
which
one
is
year.
Which is $24,000.
VEDAR didn't pay for that. What?
I mean, I'm sorry, ARPA. I'm sorry, I'm not helping. ARPA funds were used to pay for that initial payment of $24,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then it was missed because.
What I can't remember is if then the first four, I would have to look at that again.
Just no, because we had never missed it.
There was nothing missed.
It all got paid. And it got paid.
No, I'm saying we missed budgeting it. You just said
I didn't say that. You said it. So this was the payment
plan.
Well,
if we
didn't
have it and we had to pay it, we missed it.
Okay, so we did pay it here. It just came out of a different.
I'm not talking about paid, I'm talking about budgeted.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So it didn't get budgeted in the correct line. It actually got paid from a different line. So now it has been budgeted
those
for.
Those you're saying two different things. It didn't get budgeted at all.
I guess you're right.
That's the truthful statement.
You're right.
That's an error.
It didn't get budgeted at all. But I don't want that. I don't want people then to think that it didn't get paid.
Well, I
that's the only thing they're gonna be like, well, we didn't pay. It's, you know, it's like.
Well, we didn't shut it off. Presumably, we're still using it.
What I'm saying is, the answer somebody asked the question is, mm-hmm. this is a new assessor. No, excuse me. Yes, assessors. No, accountant software system
mm-hmm.
that we started because we switched to the VADAR system for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, it was covered by ARPA funds. That's what was money. That was through COVID. We got these ARPA funds.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, it was missed in budgeting, and the money had to pay for it had to come out of a different line.
That's it. That was.
And now we're correcting the mistake, and we're putting it where it belongs.
That was all I was asking
yes.
for as the explanation.
That's would be the explanation. So I think in here, putting what it is fine, and then we'll explain more.
Okay.
Brief interruption about the natural gas smell. I'd asked Nick if there's an update. He had gotten sidetracked and never called dispatch, so do we still want me to call dispatch and see if they can come out here?
What is the second part of that statement that I didn't hear you say?
Do you want me to call dispatch now and see if they can come out here? Because they never got called because Nick got sidetracked.
Yeah, I mean, most of us smelled an odor.
Yeah.
Billy, you're still smelling?
Okay.
Billy would do it. Yes.
All right.
Presumably
we'll
leave
when
we
close
our windows.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so that was 10.
That's that one. Your next one is?
Oh, I was just
all right,
catching
so
what
can,
I thought were typos, but then Mia explained that it's
so we get
the way
to
it
skip
is.
Over 31, 32, 31.
So we're at
38.
38. The count a name is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, add a T.
And I just said add a T, and I didn't realize that you just can't add a T.
That one's okay. I know emergency personnel is spelled wrong.
Emergency personnel is spelled wrong. But that's in the note. So I don't know why we can't change that. What did she say?
Oh, because she put quotes around it as in the title. She's copying the title.
I get it.
Through her quotations.
And so we're doomed with the typos forever?
No. After, at the end of this fiscal year, they're going to make corrections on some of the names.
They, meaning Dave?
Dave and Mia.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, she has an ongoing list.
Okay.
That I can speak to because we've had that conversation.
Okay, fantastic.
Because I want to move that board's clerk, too. That's silliness.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Okay, so that's count.
Okay. And then 83.
What's 83? 83, let's combine these accounts and add a rate. What did I say? How come 80's not even on here?
Huh? 83.
No, that's why I can't find it.
83.
I can combine these accounts. Yeah, so it was more than combining these accounts. It was combining and then adding $50.
So we'll ask her what the 50 was, I don't remember. Go back to that one.
Okay.
85, veterans benefit, that sounds good. You just said good, right?
Yeah, she did good. She figured that what was going down.
Yep.
Yep, she did really good with that.
So the only one we have a question that you missed was 83, which is the Council on Aging Expenses.
Yeah.
Went up 50, plus combining.
Yeah, you combine, so that's why I put, well, I didn't really know how to put it, but I put it so both of the lines are right next to each other with the explanation below. Like, we combine these two, and then, I mean, their annual subscription cost for their Massachusetts Association of Council on Aging is increased by $50.
Oh,
but
so
I mean, I didn't think we needed to include it, because everything else increases by a little bit here and there, and we don't say anything, but... In this case, maybe because it's combined.
I think. I got it.
I would, and I think this helps us even next year when we're looking at the budget going, why did, why? Just, I think the more that we can document.
Absolutely.
The better, but that's just me in my brain.
No, I can have it.
Thank you. And it looks like I added incorrectly when we were talking about free cash. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
My bad.
I added it so many times.
After she said that at me too. I kept going, I said, how did we screw this up? I added it a million times.
And I'm
times.
Just saying, I added it so many times too. And I was like,
disrupted
sitting
my whole,
my calculator. And I'm
I
like,
ruined your whole vacation?
What?
No, I I did look at it then. And then today, I kept adding it and adding it and adding
fine.
It. I'm like,
every
it's
time
just Elisa,
nice
Elisa.
Elisa.
Elisa's just off a rocker. My apologies, everyone.
Well, if there's a smell of gas, maybe we should evacuate the building. Would that be a good move?
It's not.
Not with the windows open.
It was not super strong when I walked in, but I was the third person in who smelled it.
Some it's all in there.
This room. I did check the pilot lights are all lit.
We called Nick. Nick had, was going to see if Tim could go out, but
we
all
called
the
fire
departments.
Corin and Heath are in the room. Just,
oh
you know.
God.
It's what Nick told me to do. I was instructed to do this.
Did you smell it?
I'd like it to be
known.
That's my idea. I'd like it to be known I was under duress.
Well, did you smell anything when you came in?
No.
Oh, we had the windows open by then.
Now I was
you
here.
You want to go into the kitchen and see if you smell it?
I was here earlier for Ty.
It was going to explode. I'm not going in there.
It's kitchen related.
Oh, Christ.
Well,
Ty, everybody is going to be forgetting my. What's happened over there?
Oh, yeah, plenty of rice.
Well, look at it this way. If there's an issue, no ATM.
No, they'll fix it fast.
Gas leaks ain't going to
fix it. Oh, my God.
There's no gas leak.
Oh, it's gonna be a fun supper.
You know who's
no, but there
here.
Was before. Everybody kept saying no, and Barbara
no,
said yes,
fine.
Yes.
It's
and then
sure
someone
there
came
is.
In and found it.
I'm sure there is.
It
I'm
was
not
something to
I
do
remember.
With one of the with the stove, wasn't
I was
it?
Here, I was here for that. I
you had to repair
that.
The stove.
Yeah.
I what I didn't argue because you guys had the windows open, so okay, I couldn't.
I kind of forgot John was here too. I should have told him.
Perfect.
Our poor fire departments have been running around.
They're all going to be here looking at us going, what's
Rush
wrong
fire
with you idiots?
Rush fire. We're going to say
an ounce of prevention.
We're very dedicated.
They'd be very angry.
I'm perfectly fine with
select
board next step. We're going to keep moving, meeting right
by
through with them.
God, we're
keep going.
All right.
Come on.
It's called grit.
Okay.
Now that I've been talked about it a million times, I smell it, but that's because it's in my brain by now.
Oh, so
Article
the next
9,
thing...
10, 11, all was good, 12, 13. Now we're at the notes for the stabilization accounts, right?
Right, so I was asking about that.
Look, I even did math. I added these, and then I added this, and then I go, correct them.
I'm so sorry.
I got all my notes!
Why did you just text me and say, you were off for flipping a rocker, girl?
Well, because I hadn't slept well. I thought maybe it was my brain.
Was John in there?
Okay,
yeah,
Article 16.
So, regarding stabilization counts, do you think people will ask how much is in there now and how much we're accruing, or...
Think of it.
Before they approve putting money in?
Nobody ever has, but now that people have heard it, maybe they will. So we can just have one. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just have them available to answer that question.
Well, we will have it available because we should have our latest and greatest with us.
I have it. Do you want it?
But I'm just telling you, I will have it. Are we going to have one? What's the one you have? Dated what?
I don't know. I'll have date given anyway.
So, yes, I would like to
have
that.
Oh, I latest and greatest.
Before Friday.
Okay.
To my inbox, please, so I have Friday night to get ready. Because there are always questions that I have to answer from there.
I
don't like to be on the spot.
I'm the only one who knows that stupid report. Okay, cool. 16, she did a great job. I think we're done.
Have a brownie.
Not bad.
Right, you're cool with 16 or no?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're done.
Yeah.
So
well,
did I miss any other notes?
What?
Did I miss any other notes in between the first page and 83?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Just to combine the accounts and the...
and adding the $50 increase for whatever the Council on Aging was.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right. Signs. Sign time.
Sign. All right, so we're done with that.
Sign. It always seems to be a select board conversation, signs about something.
Yeah.
All right, what you got for us?
Well,
what are we doing?
This must be Jason.
Jason,
yep. I haven't met you before.
Oh,
Jason.
Lisa.
Jason Clark.
It's nice to meet you finally. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. So this is the basic letter style
for Heath, Mass.
And probably for the Jacobs Municipal Center. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show you basically the stroke width when I paint it, and it'll be kind of bold like that. I'm thinking on Heath, Mass and the Municipal Center doing probably a gray shadow just to make it a little more bold than the rest of the copy. And then for the secondary copy with the services and whatnot, I'll just do a single stroke letter with no shadow.
Yep.
The layout that I got from Hilma is pretty good, but I'm going to have to move things down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then try to keep it so that it's easy to read. I'll put the crest on the round part where 18 was on the original sign.
So we're using that same sign.
Yeah,
that
I'm gonna
okay
to
use.
Yep, I'm gonna
okay,
resurface
you
that.
Okay.
I'm working on etch sealing it now.
Okay.
That's important to keep the plywood from separating and stuff. And,
perfect.
It's gonna get an automotive primer this time.
Right.
So it'll be a little heavier duty.
Okay. Do you have an idea of how long you think it's gonna take?
It'll probably only take me a week when I get going on it. The hard part's getting all the dirty work done first. But
so maybe
design
sometime
work
in June?
Yeah, it'll be done by June.
Okay.
So we do have a deadline, right?
Okay.
Right. It has to be done by the end of the fiscal year, right?
Yeah, well, I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
So that we have funding for
if you want to be paid.
Yeah.
And that's
to be clear.
If you want
June
to be paid for it.
Or?
Unless you want to donate it.
We would need an invoice by, I think it's the 14th, is that last bill day.
Let's just say the
June
beginning
14th.
Of June.
So, yeah,
it's
beginning
safe.
Of June.
Okay.
It's always safe, because then if there's a little oops.
Yep.
We have oops time.
Okay.
Which happens.
Sounds good. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. No, it does. Well, that's good.
All right.
What are the colors?
I think it's a white background
would
work best, and then do a black letter, probably on Heath, Mass and the Municipal Center, maybe a red outline on the letter just to make it stand out a little bit.
Great. Well, that's exciting.
And then the gray shadows.
Bob, did you have a question?
Yeah, could I see the sign?
Sure.
Oh, it's just the letter.
It's just the letter style.
Oh, okay. And what's the wording going to be on the sign?
It's going to be Heath, Mass, Jacobs Road, Municipal Center, and then secondary copy with the services and whatnot.
Why it doesn't say Heath Municipal Center or Jacobs Road? Because anybody who doesn't live in Heath,
because
Jacobs
the name
Road should be kind of meaningless.
The name,
that's the name of the building.
Is the building is Jacobs Road. Municipal.
Nowhere
it's
the JR referenced as the Heath Municipal Building.
Well, that's because we made that choice. But why
just and
change it?
You all remember how long that took? Oh, my Lord.
I thought Robin was going to quit. I
I'm going to sit down.
Holy shit. I did. I wanted to.
I was watching you.
We have the Heath Historic Center, and we have the Heath Municipal Center. We have to stop being childish about this.
Yeah, but we could never go back on all that right now and do that.
No one
would
call
the sign
that.
Does.
This is Jacobs Road. It's always been Jacobs Road. Everybody would end up calling it Jacobs Road. No one would make the switch.
I disagree with that.
Oh, okay.
This is the Heath Municipal Center.
Who calls it that, though? Who calls it that, though?
Well, if we have...
Hi, Tim!
Do you guys
plan this before you come in here?
On either side of the room, we're getting.
I know, what the heck? because that was a long process and voting.
I know, but that was grown-ups. We were kids then. That was
grown-ups. We're grown-ups now.
Why don't you think we're grown-ups?
I actually was a grown-up then, and now I'm a kid.
So we're going to have a green sign that says Jacobs Road, and then we're going to have this other sign that says Jacobs Road Municipal Center. I don't think we need to do that. I really don't.
Mm.
And just as we make a decision to call it one thing...
I know, I'm confused now.
The road sign above the sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we decided at one point, because of the hysteria, to call it the Jacobs Road Municipal Center. But it's the Heath Municipal Center, and nothing can change it. That is what it is. Okay, I'm done, I'm sorry.
But I don't really remember that being the real... I think people just had all different last parts of it that they were interested in, whether it said center or municipal center or
municipal building.
The word center that caused the hysteria.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
So we have the Heath Historic Center. It says the signs that say you should come in. This is the Heath Municipal Center.
I don't know why people chose Jacobs Road over Heath. I don't remember.
Because this is what it's been always called. Where are you going? Going up to Jacobs Road. Oh, okay.
Over 3 years, it was, she said, it's hysteria.
I like Jacobs Road. I was one of the Jacobs Road. But it had nothing to do with the Heath Center, trust me. Well, I like Jacobs Road.
The thing is, Jason's here, I think, as you do.
Oh, Billy has a question.
So, the top of it's going to say
Yeah, well, originally I had 18 in a little circle on the top, mm-hmm. kind of bold. So, you know, as people are rushing down the road, they see the 18 and they're like, okay. And it catches their eye. Okay, that's where I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the point of that, I guess. But
does it say Jacobs Road twice? 18, like
it's No, it just had an 18, mm-hmm. but in the draft that I got, it showed the town crest on that circle instead of the 18.
Okay.
So 18 Jacobs Road was in the secondary copy.
Oh, underneath. So it's going to be the crest, Jacobs Road Municipal Center, Heath, Mass.
Yep.
And then 18... Jacobs Road.
Yeah, which I don't know how that's going to read.
On a separate sign below it?
No,
no,
it was
he's
mixed
talking
in.
To him on the same.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was, you know, kind of the reason I put the 18 in the circle rather than the crest. It's just kind of a good practice to have a big number that people
right.
can see. And
well, for one, just for fire reasons.
Yep.
Jason, you have the what Hilma gave you. Is that
yep.
right?
We don't.
Oh,
we
you
don't.
Okay. I can email that to you guys.
That would be great.
That's
yeah.
You didn't
okay.
know that. That was a us thing.
Yeah, we don't. So that's why we're all sounding like we don't know.
What okay.
We don't.
Because we don't.
All right. So I'll email that along.
Okay.
And
then we can just confirm that.
Yeah, and we'll
so
just.
Okay.
So you know, I'll probably make some small tweaks to things to, you know,
because it does seem a little disjointed if it's gonna, we don't want it to be repetitious.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the list of all the...
Oh, no. You want me to remember that?
Well, I think we should look at that.
I think it said fire, police,
Senior center.
There was...
Yes. Library.
Yeah. Basically all the
so
services
it's
here.
A lot of long things. Now, what happens if something changes?
Yeah.
What if we add something?
Get out the brush.
Okay. I will. Yeah, can you send us the... Yeah, that'd be
yeah.
Cool.
It goes away, the wood color.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be
all right.
All right, well, that's good.
White's easy, just paint right over it and do it again.
Okay, let's do that.
Whatever you want.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's take a peek at it.
So, yeah,
okay.
We'll get right back to you about it.
Yeah,
as fast
that's
as you
fine.
Can, so that you've got time to do what you got to do.
Okay. Well, that part's easy for me. It's just the
perfect.
Making sure everything's the way we want it before I do it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate you for coming over.
Oh,
yes, thank you for coming over.
It wasn't a bad drive.
Take care.
All right.
You too.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for making that happen, Will.
ATM, general discussion. Did we talk about everything we need to?
No, I have some things. I don't know how important they are, but just so you guys know.
What's up?
So we need 57 people this year in order to have a quorum.
Oh, okay.
So keep that in mind.
57 people.
Maybe I don't have as many things to fill in. Oh, annual town reports are ready, and they're on your desk. Yep, they're out front for people to see, but because they're not in different colors anymore, I was talking to Pat about this. I don't think people realize it's a new one because it's just replaced last year. So, but it's on the website, it's on the homepage, it's on the select board page, it's on.
Did that person know this? Has he seen it?
Yeah, he did.
Yes,
he did.
Got texted.
What did he say?
Really cool.
He was really.
I guess he's really
embarrassed. He was crying.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
Yeah, and Eileen called him a lot.
Yeah.
Long over.
But that's the question. Are we going to do a little announcement?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Boss lady will.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. We might have childcare that's volunteer.
Ah, right.
I saw that.
The teachers union is putting stuff together. So they're working with Kate and Lyra.
So, well, here's the thing. If we're not advertising that we have childcare.
That's the thing. We told them it's so late notice. I mean, Kate was going to, if they figure this out in time for annual town meeting, she was going to send it out. I guess she has like a parents email list to like families in town with kids.
Oh, that's good.
And she was going to send it out to the families in town with kids.
Lyra has that, you said?
Kate.
Or Kate.
Okay. If they figure it out in time. If they don't, we just won't have childcare. But it's not like it's something that we asked for this year. I mean, they reached out to us really last year. And it was like, we're trying to put this together. So if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. I know they have to have two responsible adults present with the kids in order to be able to do that in this building. We've given them options for space, and now we're just kind of waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah, we worked really hard last year, Lyra and Kate and so forth, to have childcare providers here, and no one utilized the services.
Right.
Even though we were prepared and we advertised. And
right.
So this year. But with the teachers union coming forward, let's see if maybe this is something we can.
They said that they're looking to do it for every single town meeting, with local high school students, whatever, honor society, key club.
Okay.
And they understand this last minute, but they plan on if it goes well this year, they plan on trying to do it every year.
Okay.
Make it a yearly program that would be able to be better advertised in future years.
Great.
But it's at no cost to the town.
It's amazing.
Just open this up. There's
some very
interesting.
Robin, I have that amendment. That was the other thing.
What amendment?
What amendment?
That you have to make if the revolving fund one passes.
Oh, yeah. We have to do.
Oh, okay.
Four.
All right,
I'll
move this in. I can find it. What's happening in there, baby? They're running back to our workshop. I'm not sure what's going on. They'll be running and screening it, so.
Just so if Article 16 passes, then the motion for 17 is I move that Article 17 be passed as written in the warrant with the deletion of the lines referencing the Jacobs Road Municipal Center use revolving fund and the community hall use revolving fund and deletion of the fiscal year expenditure limits associated with those funds.
Pretty simple.
And then Mark can explain it.
Yeah. I did give.
Thank you.
I told her it was a draft. I did give Mary to give to Eric one of our draft, most recent draft select board handouts, just so he had a better general understanding of who to call on for what. And think that was all the, oh, and Helma and Nancy are helping to staple all the packets together.
Oh, great.
And that's it.
Great. And you're going to post a meeting,
or a
select board meeting.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Let me add that.
That's why
to little...
in my head, I'm going through every single thing that gets done.
It. So it, post the select board meeting for half an hour beforehand.
Yeah, we can. Sit around if there's nothing else to do.
What, are we posting for 8:45 or 8:30?
We can do 8:30.
All right. And it has to be like
8:30.
And what do you want to say again?
With her.
To...
It's basically
agenda item is
ATM.
Yeah. Okay.
You could probably, it should be in the file.
Okay.
Because it gets done every year.
Okay.
And you could probably let, we usually let Mark know that we're posted for that time. Oh my
god. This is wildly entertaining.
Hello.
So
nice firefighters.
You guys smell propane here?
We
opened
all the windows, and then it took, when Nick was going to call dispatch, we opened all the windows. 45 minutes later, I texted Nick, said, did you call dispatch? He said, lost track of time, will you call? So it's aired out pretty well. But, yeah.
When I closed that window there to the kitchen, I got up on a chair. It was very strong smelling up there.
What? I'm not saying a word. I'm just sitting here quietly.
Right. You're so not sitting
here. I am.
Your silence is really loud, Robin.
Silence is
definitely. Oh, man, not more.
Well,
okay.
Robin called.
No, Robin did not. But I'm very happy you did for everyone's sake.
Yeah. Let's get that on the record. Go ahead. Say a little.
That's so funny. All right, so I'm playing through it all in my head again. I got interrupted. So you're going to post the meeting. We're going to show up. We'll call it to order.
8:30. We let Mark know that we're
ready to have a potty break. 9 o'clock will start.
Let Mark know that we're going to be there at 8:30.
Yeah, you can just tell him we're posting for 8:30. But
okay.
Just so he knows. And he'll come whenever he wants to. But. And there'll be snacks in here.
Snacks.
We're out
beverages.
There.
I think they set up last year here, but they'll set up.
Yeah. That's about it. It's supposed to be, is it a cold day, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe a little rainy or something,
yeah.
I don't know.
Rainy and raw.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, great. You're all set, man? Nothing else you think you need?
No.
Okay.
Not at the moment.
And we think Eric and Mary are all set.
Yes.
And Tim's all set for setup.
Yep, Dr. Ryan.
And we're going to have our tables with our microphones.
Okay. Yeah,
and
that's what I was talking to him about earlier, too. He said, well, he asked if he wanted any changes, and I said, I don't think so.
No, I think it was good. The one thing that hopefully he remembers is, so last year, the finance committee was pulled a little bit like on an angle from us so we could actually see each other. So we weren't doing this all day. Kind of like the way they get set up, we get set up in here. We like it so that we can see finance committee.
Okay.
So we can see them laugh and make faces at us and all those things
It works both ways. We can see you.
Yeah. They can see Robin drop her head. And I think last year was the first year we did that, pull them off to an angle from us, right? Because we couldn't, we had a hard time. I would always feel like I had the...
In a straight line, it was like, hello. Yeah.
So we couldn't communicate. So hopefully Tim remembers that, or you could give him that reminder, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. So the next one, we can move on. Yep. Office assistant and boards clerk positions.
Yeah.
Update.
We did the first three interviews yesterday. They went really well. We have the fourth one tomorrow morning. So after that, we're going to regroup post ATM. We all agree that that was best to do a little follow-up discussion, the three of us, and figure out who we wanted to recommend from there.
Great.
And is that how that usually goes?
Yeah.
Just submit the
unless you feel like you need to bring somebody else back in for another interview, you can do that.
Okay.
Like if you got down to two or something like that.
Or if you need to still bring in more people. I don't know what kind of candidates you're getting.
I'm not at all worried about that.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, good.
We got a good crop.
Yeah, we're going to have problems picking.
That's exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
Very pleasantly surprised.
You know, when you... Yeah, so then you're going to recommend, I mean, one thing we should just try to remember since it's in my head, but for folks that are not chosen or do not accept, it's always nice to remind them of other things, if they're residents, of other things in town, you know, other boards, committees, all that kind of stuff that need participation, which is a really good way for people to start getting their toes wet if they haven't already done that. So,
absolutely.
Great. And boards clerk, we haven't, nothing changed on that since I was here or not, other than I see we have
quite
messages.
The mail.
Yeah, we have some emails.
We talk about that.
So,
yeah.
I don't, did that just come out of nowhere? Did, was there something that, oh, okay.
Oh, it just came out. I felt like it did.
No.
Yeah, they kind of.
That's what I felt, looks like.
Yeah.
Well, so there were emails of support
and I both went
for
to the meeting. The day before.
Right, they had a special meeting, whatever that Wednesday was.
Yeah.
To talk about, that was about town nurse though. That was not about specifically about the board's clerk.
No.
Right.
No.
But then there was an email about the board's clerk.
We've gotten several letters of recommendations of. So, look, we've got this board's clerk position that is supposed to serve four different boards. It doesn't. It serves two. And the Board of Health would really like to retain their clerk. Which would mean that we would then need to reimagine this position. Because the position that was put together isn't really serving the function that we intended to, because two boards don't even use it.
As the things stand, as we stand now.
As we stand now,
right.
So,
we're good?
They found nothing, so.
Great, thank you.
Yay,
thank you.
Robin Silence is talking again.
No, I'm not. Go on.
So we're being asked to entertain reimagining this position so that Board of Health can retain their clerk.
If the position, just devil's advocate, if the position was reimagined and there was just a clerk for the Board of Health, that has to be posted. So anybody could apply for it. Right? And then we're going to have another position for the other ones. Which is...
But the other ones don't use a clerk. They handle it all
they
in-house.
Need to use
but they
it.
Should be using
they don't.
That one you should definitely.
But they need it because Mary and I can't keep doing all.
No, so planning board is something different. Planning board definitely needs a clerk too.
Yeah, we're not going to have specific all different clerks.
Right, then it gets.
I'm not saying that. I'm not. I don't have a final answer to this yet.
No,
I'm just saying
we just needed to start discussing this and really listen to you know what
Right.
What Board of Health is asking for.
And so I guess after ATM at our next meeting, that should be on the agenda to discuss the board's
clerk
position. So,
and as of,
did we post it?
It's been posted, but we've had no responses to it.
Right. So if we're gonna do that, I just pull the post.
I was gonna.
Out,
okay.
And they'll be without, but they'll. If we don't act quickly thereafter, they will be without a clerk soon thereafter. Because at the end of the
fiscal
year, that position, that temporary position would be going away. So hold it. So that's gonna give up, that's gonna eat 2 weeks of the time to do whatever we're gonna do. So that could be a, just saying, they could have no clerk for a period of time until everything gets put in place.
Mia, correct me if I'm wrong, but did one of the interviewees ask about that position, or am I imagining it?
Yes, they did, and then they clarified, I am in no way interested in it.
Okay.
I was just
Well, I heard the first part.
In no way. Interested. Got it.
Did you mean 2 weeks or two
okay.
meetings?
Yeah.
Thank you for that question.
That was the next sentence they said.
That's what I mean. So it's 2 weeks.
Oh, I think
yeah.
Two
before
weeks.
We meet it.
Between, right.
Because they were like, we're curious how the offices
of
the
can I have time? I just meant they we lose two. Well, actually, we'll be losing this week. I mean, nobody's responding anyways, but if we pull the posting, we're until we meet again
mm-hmm.
and okay another posting,
right.
there will be no posting.
Right. So, right, that's, I didn't want to tell Mia to pull the posting without having you part of this conversation, but I think at this point it needs to be pulled.
I mean, I, honestly, my feeling is that I don't see having separate clerks for everything, and we know that there has to be clerks for boards that have lots of postings. So, something's got to give. And, yeah, CONCOM and the ZBA...
are doing their own postings.
They're doing their own postings because they don't, but they don't have much to post.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that. So, though those boards was, it was kind of like, well, here's a help for when there are people who won't do their own posting, which will happen. The people that sit on those boards that know the process may not always be sitting on those boards, so they could be in the same position. And I'm sure they will be at some point, because
mm-hmm.
I don't think everybody is familiar with all the processes for, and it just falls back on the town coordinator and town clerk if the folks aren't.
Mm-hmm.
At least, and if and you don't know if you're always going to have a town clerk that knows everything either,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to have to learn. There could be a period of time where there's, so I, for me. And then we'll just repeat this again, but I think it's just really important to make sure there's a position there that can fill in when those people don't exist. Because it's hard. And if something comes up, then we're in trouble. ZBA is still going to be active next year.
Mm-hmm.
CONCOM's active all the time.
Couldn't it be written into the chair's job description for the boards?
It can be, but it's it, and the chairs should be willing to educate themselves on how to do a lot of these things, but it's not always the case, right? And then what? This is back to where you start talking about voting. People vote for the people that they want that are running for positions, excuse me. You just got to make sure you remember it's about doing the work, because there's a lot of work for all these boards now. It's totally different than it was before.
But why is it any different? I'm just going to use this as an example. The MLB meets once a month. Why is it any different for them to post than it is for some other board that needs a clerk to post?
Well, the MLB has somebody. You guys have a
manager.
You have a manager.
When I left, and I don't know if it's still the same, the chair posted.
Well, you're talking about posting like a meeting.
Posting meeting.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, I thought that's what you were.
No, we're talking about like if there's an action that the ZBA planning board or CONCOM has to take, all the postings associated with that action.
With permits and this.
Permitting, right, that type of thing. That's where, because I think most chairs do, or if they don't have a clerk, then yeah, they do. But it's where we're getting hung up is on those actions that. So yes, I agree with you. But I do think in general, being on board, servicing government and towns is more challenging as time goes by. You have to have much more education, there's much more legality. Many more people have their fingers on things, they're looking at things, they're trying to, you know, catch people on things. So I think it's harder to know all this as a volunteer, but you really do have to at least put yourself out there or be willing to admit what you don't know and ask for help. But that's the other big piece, right? Mm-hmm. I do it all the time, say I don't know. All right, so we'll put that on the agenda and to the next meeting.
Right, so for now we're gonna pull that,
yeah,
that job,
yeah,
posting. Thank you.
Town of Coleraine surplus police cruiser.
So, she said they will outfit it within their means, but that she was still waiting on a quote for the equipment from Nick. So I sent her the one from Procom, and I said, is this what you've been waiting for? And she hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I am having lunch with her next Thursday to discuss a variety of different ongoing things with Coleraine. So.
Okay.
So I didn't just follow anything you just said. What?
So the you know that quote
still
that Nick gave us for the light,
yes,
bar and everything?
Right, that huge quote.
Yeah, it's really still on hold, but Diana did respond and say that they are willing to outfit it within their means, but they still have not gotten a price from Nick on outfitting the cruiser. So I sent her the price that he gave us, and I said, is this what you were looking for? And she hasn't answered me yet. But we're having lunch next Thursday, so I'll be able to follow up with her then.
Okay, so when we're talking about outfitting the cruiser, it needs to be outfitted for a lot of things. We got this whole quote,
mm-hmm,
from Coleraine about some of the outfitting. And then there's Nick is then going to have to outfit it with something as well?
No, so the quote we have from Procom Services is to outfit the cruiser.
Okay.
Light bar, radios,
right,
all the electronics, everything it needs, except,
yes,
for lettering. Nick was going to figure out lettering himself.
Okay,
the
I just
want to be clear. The big expense is the light bar.
We had
radios.
It, but they didn't have it.
Right.
So the idea is that Coleraine would pick up part of that?
Yes, but she...
Well, they were
not
pick
knowing
up all
how
of it.
Much it...
Well.
Right. Not knowing how much it was,
right,
she had just said within our means. So then I'll discuss it more with her on Thursday.
Okay.
So whatever is within their means of that quote that was sent to us.
Yes.
Hoping all, preferably all of it.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like we're talking about two different things and not being specific, so I'm just trying to follow along.
No, it was because, yeah, I have.
Right, so we have a quote, right, for outfitting that, and then Nick is going to handle some lettering, and do we have a quote for that?
No, the biggest, he had said, he mentioned something about it, that he was going to do it either,
okay,
himself or have somebody.
I thought it was going to go through the budget.
Maybe that was it, but the big expense is the radios and the light bar, that's the,
yes,
almost $7,000.
So they're willing to outfit within their means, but they don't know what is within their means yet.
Well, no, they didn't have the quote when she said that. Nick never sent them the quote, according to Diana.
That big, long quote?
Yes.
I thought that came from them.
No,
it came
from
Nick.
And he only sent it to Heath. Heath had to forward it to Coleraine.
That's my missing piece.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought it came from Coleraine.
Hasn't answered yet. Well, it came from Nick's Coleraine email address.
Oh, that's what threw me.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah, it did.
I'm like, I thought...
No, it did.
That's why I've been confused.
It did.
This whole flipping part.
He sometimes does that to me, too, and I get lost.
I think the lettering is pretty expensive. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
there's someone in the association who has access to Westover Air Reserve Base facilities, and they can actually get decals.
Well, there we go.
That may be what they're
going to do. I think when he was here, he said he could handle it through his budget.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was going to be talking with Chris Lannon about the the tires.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So Corey now has the quote.
Yes. But they're ATMs tonight, so I didn't expect her to get back to me.
Sure.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
Route 8A.
So, you missed a lot on this.
Oh my god.
Basically though, update to Lisa and Will, who have most current update until I get time to explain everything that's happened with Robin. But since I involved DOT, I got an email that basically said, we are creating the meets and bounds plan, period. So I don't know what conversations happened behind the scenes there, but yeah.
At their expense.
Well, so it was an email from the project manager in Boston with DOT that said, this meets and bounds plan will be created. We are handling this for you. So that was point blank period. I responded and asked a couple follow-up questions, but I haven't heard back yet.
So we're no longer responsible for that.
It does not seem like. I'm not 100% on that yet. Still got some follow-up out there, but pretty much. But as far as the overage on the project cost, I did get an email from VHB that with the specific Community One Stop for Growth grants that they think might be able to cover that overage. So, I mean, it would have been nice if I got that email a while ago, considering the application period opened yesterday and I have no information, but I will be applying for it.
I'm sorry, say that grant name again?
Community One Stop for Growth. It's one of those, you know how the state has started consolidating all of their grant programs into like super applications that you can apply for a bunch of them all at the same time?
No, that's what One Stop is.
Yeah, they did that, yeah. And then they extra consolidated it this year. So now it includes MassWorks and STRAP and all these different things are all in there. And then there's like a separate portion of it that's economic development and housing, and it's a lot.
Okay, so we're applying for that? Somebody's applying for it?
No, I will be.
Okay. And when's the deadline?
I don't even know yet. Saw that email before we started the meeting. I know it opened yesterday.
Okay, just opened, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's open for a month and a half, which is the same timeline as our ADA grant.
Okay. Thank you.
Deerfield River Watershed Association. Wild and Scenic Initiative.
This is in your mail.
The backstory on that, Robin, is that we got this email and I said, we need more information. Can you come out to a select board meeting? We'll make an appointment. And he said he lives too far away. So you're gonna come up with questions to ask. But he said that apparently we signed a letter of support last year.
It does sound familiar to me.
It does a little bit. And I did some sleuthing. Did that information get passed on?
No.
The links that I found about this project?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I responded to you and asked you if you wanted me to pass it around.
Oh, were you waiting for me to respond?
I think so.
Sorry, that was
okay. I should have just done it, but.
You should have. Read my mind,
yeah. I know.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't respond for some reason.
Okay. I haven't even read into it myself.
So, but he said he's not going to come, but that we could send him a list of questions.
Yep.
Okay.
I know I want to know what the designation would mean for development within
I can see that hungry
areas close
Barbara,
to the
you'll get one on the way out.
Rivers, or brooks, or streams, or tributaries, or whatever you want to consider them. Would there be like any regulatory things that would be put on property owners?
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of curious when I was reading about kind of the benefits of doing this, that they offer federal technical and financial resources to help enhance and protect the river. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. And I'm curious to know what other people have done to help technically and financially get help on the rivers. But as soon as I found those links and sent them to you, I didn't look at them again.
Okay, and I didn't look at them myself either.
So I want to do a little more on that.
I wonder how those overlaps with the land trust.
I asked that question because I met with Liam last week.
I forgot about that.
To learn more about these conservation restrictions and what do they mean and how do they work and all of that. And I said, is there any, you know, is there any conflict or of interest between these two outfits? And he said, no.
Did you feel better about, after meeting with him, about their conservation efforts and everything? Restrictions? And
I did. Well, I felt more educated. I don't know if it was better or worse, but I felt more educated about what was going on. And I made the mistake of not typing up my notes after that meeting, and I just did them today, and I was like, what?
So, wow.
But I warned him. I said, after this meeting, I said, don't be concerned if I call you again for another meeting to go over everything.
And I already forgot.
It's just all so new to me that I'm trying to put all the pieces together about, you know, you can sell your land to the fish and game, but then you can also donate part of it for the conservation restriction, and you can either get paid for that or you can get tax credit, and there are just so many different ways that you can do it. So I was trying to understand what does all that all mean, and I was most curious about why Franklin Land Trust will need to come back to the select board to get our approval on all of it. And I'm like, well, what if we don't give you approval? What does that mean? And that what the answer was that he gave me was that then the conservation restriction would then only last, it's a designation only, it's not ownership, it's a designation, and that designation would then only last 30 years. But if we approve it, then it becomes permanent.
Well, there's tax implications too for the town.
And I was talking, those were other questions that I had, was that, you know, you can put your land in 61 and 61A, chapter 61, 61A, and that has some tax implications. And then are there additional?
Every single one of these things.
And then is there additional one for the CRs? Does it even lower the taxes? And he didn't seem to think so.
It's different for everyone.
Right, depending on how it all gets set up.
Right.
So then I started making a list.
Some you can take out, and then you have to pay back, and some you can't, and some are permanent, and some aren't. And yep.
And then I started making a list of questions for Alice. That's what she's going to love. Which you probably know all the answers to anyway. But it was for my educational purposes. So, yes, I feel like I have the verbiage to start talking about it a little bit more and ask more pointed questions.
When did this letter have to be written by?
So that letter for Liam.
No, this one for this.
That's gone by.
Has this gone by? Liam went by, although he says we could still write a letter for support if we wanted. And I said, well, we have to talk about it. But for this particular one, the Deerfield River Watershed, blah, blah, blah.
I think he said in his first email.
I'm looking at it. I don't think he has.
Yeah, he did.
We would greatly appreciate if you would consider approving and signing the attached letter of support and becoming a partner in this initiative.
No, it's not.
He doesn't really say when.
No.
But I was even trying to look at the map to understand the waterways and how they move through Heath to know what people's property we're talking about, too.
Well, and like Will was saying, just like, I'm so worried that it's going to do something like this. The Scenic Mountain Properties
Initiative. Scenic Mountain Act.
That makes it so you then need permits to build on scenic land.
Oh.
And it's a whole thing, and it's just
yeah,
complicated,
there's
and there's regulations. So, and this sounds like something similar. So, I don't know. But if we wrote a letter of support last year, I think you said they didn't get the grant last year, though?
They didn't get it.
Right. So.
So,
but that doesn't necessarily mean you don't double think something, because more and more of these come out, and so you do start thinking,
learning
more about
and
it,
more because
more.
You're like, how many
Definitely.
Chunks of land and who's right?
Right, and how much of our land is in conservation in Heath? And so he taught me how to go where
there was
to
a
go.
Map. Alice had made a map. I don't know if it's been updated, but she did have one.
He sent me to a map where all the CRs are, but it doesn't show the 61 and the 61A. That's what I wanted to follow up with Alice to see where that is.
I had a conversation with her one time as assessors and asked her if it said a map with like a little list would be spectacular.
Oh. It would be, because it's interesting to understand how much land is
you can
restricted.
See pretty much on MDAR's website, you can see, but it's not very well integrated with property tax parcels, so it's funky to see it, but before you get it, you can get a vague idea of where the 61A is from MDAR's website. They have like an interactive mapping clip. I'm like, cattle farms are here.
Which is really, really interesting. But why I was having a hard time identifying our tax maps with what they were showing us that they wanted to put in conservation is because you can put in a portion of your land into conservation.
It does look different.
Right? So I'm like, okay, right, of course. And of course, he was then showing me where my father's land is. I'm like, oh, now that makes sense to me. So it was educational. It's beginning to kind of sink in a little bit.
It's
good. So it was good. It was exciting to understand what this all means. And I said, well, you know, how far is the state going to go? How much land does the state want in conservation? And he told me up to 30%. And as of right now, they're about 25 to 30%. So they should be getting pretty close to being done. It is a lot. And how much is happening in our little heath? I don't know. It was interesting.
So we're not doing this right now.
So,
I mean, I've sent those couple of questions we have for now.
Okay.
What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
I just want to look at those links that I had found to see if I can put together some more questions.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
Give me a couple more days.
Absolutely.
Share them.
Is that okay? What?
Share the links.
Yes. Yes.
I can share. I'll put it on my list.
Mia, do you have it?
I'll share
because she asked me and I ignored her.
I should have just shared the links. I don't think it really needed me to ask you. I don't know why I asked you.
I don't know why you do what you do.
I don't either. I'm glad we're on the same page, Lisa.
Yeah, we did good.
We did.
We did good with Robin Away. She might not think so.
It was a crazy 2 weeks.
It was
wild.
It was perfectly.
I have a list
wonderful.
Of things I have to update you on, Rob.
If things go fine without me, that's great.
No, they didn't go that well. Ask Billy.
No. We scraped by, Rob.
Oh, that's not what I was hearing.
No.
Can't back up now. Now that you know where my mind was going.
I was exhausted.
Yeah. See?
I'm not built to be chair. Anyway.
All right, Highway Department.
So there's a lot of things.
Yeah, they're very busy. Mm-hmm. Tall Mary's up there working at the salt shed.
Yes, and he reminded them that they need to hook up the fire department building.
Yes.
So he thinks they're going to do that before they're done.
Done, that's good.
Yeah. And kind of a reminder, kind of an update, but Thursday milling starts in chlorine stage.
Yep.
So the company just got back to Tyson this morning because we knew we were talking about last week the possibility of closing the road because it's so narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers and Allstate are dead set in the fact that they can do one lane and still let traffic through buses, ambulances, fire trucks, whatever. I don't see how they're going to do that in a couple spots, but they are confident about that. Tyson said that he was going to do something to the effect of having signs at either end that say, like, it's recommended that you do a deed. I don't know how he's going to do that, though. So, I mean, he just got that call maybe 11 noon today.
Could he do something like local access only signs?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to end up making it so the buses turn around because their big thing was they want to still be able to let buses and emergency vehicles through, and if you have the sign at the end of the road that says local traffic only, the bus is going to turn around say, why is the road closed? Nobody told us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's why we can't. But they are insistent that we do not close the road and it be one lane only.
Well,
so
let it fly and see how it goes.
I mean, it's only a
couple
sections where you really couldn't fit somebody by. So I guess we could just hope that nobody tries to go by while they're on those couple of sections.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just like when you go over the Coleraine Heath line, that one spot by the White House on the right for coming from Coleraine. There's two trees on either side of the road, and it's like 10 feet wide. It's like you just fit it. Yeah. 10 feet is an exaggeration, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
So that's that. Okay, the Taylor Brook Road Bridge, they set the posts in concrete. They're waiting for the concrete to completely cure before they put the slats on. So they will be coming back to do that. But if you drive by now, you can see that the posts are there in between the barrels. So that'll be fixed very soon.
Wasn't there a part they were waiting on or something?
Well, that's why we're confused, because then I realized that they're wooden slats. And Tyson's like, I don't really know why they said they're waiting on something to be fabricated unless they're, for some reason, on the missing section going to put up metal slats when the rest of it's wood. I don't know. But I think they're at least putting up the wood for now. And then if they're going to fabricate something, hey, maybe they'll put nice metal ones on the whole bridge. I don't know, but they are putting up the slats as soon as the concrete's completely cured. I don't know how much concrete it is, so I don't know how long that takes. But
okay.
Maybe that is it. My notes are confusing me. Oh, yeah, so Thursday and Friday is the milling, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be the paving the following week. They tried to get it so it would be just 5 days straight, but since it's like Warner Brothers is separate from Allstate couldn't do it, so Allstate is doing it that following week. I think that's it. For real this time.
You wrote Chapter 90 funds on here?
Mm-hmm. That was because prior to getting that email today from VHB, it had been recommended by DOT that we leave $200,000 to $300,000 in Chapter 90 heading into the bridge project in 8A to account for the amount over $1 million that the project's gonna cost in the event that we couldn't get funding for it. And if we did that, that would mean we couldn't pave one of the roads we wanted to pave.
Number 9 road?
It would probably be Senator Stetson. So that's why I left that in there. I mean, now we have the possibility of that grant funding to cover the extra, but there's always the possibility that we don't get that. So I guess just to put a bug in your ear, that's what, I mean, it sounds like there's a couple of different avenues. VHB gave me since the Community One Stop for Growth grant is like a bunch of grants in one grant, you can apply for the individual ones through the one. I don't really know, but if it's anything like the DOT's new grant management system, I think I understand what they're saying. But they said that this project falls into two of the different categories, so there's two technically opportunities for funding if we didn't get one. So that's two chances. I don't know how else we would cover the money if we didn't have it lying around somewhere. It sounded like VHB was gonna be able to make a couple cuts if they need to, but I also heard that VHB tends to estimate really high for a variety of reasons.
Well, I don't think there's a huge reason why we couldn't just put off Sumner.
Yeah.
Until next year. I mean, if we felt like we really had to keep a buffer in the account just to be safe, because then we're going to get enough the next year.
Right.
To cover it, regardless, if we had to go that route.
Right.
Here's one thing I didn't understand. I asked Tyson about Number 9 Road, and he said that he had to get it re-quoted. And I'm not quite sure what that was all about.
If he said that recently, I have no idea.
Find out, because that might affect how much, you know, what if the price has gone up?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought we had agreed on everything.
Yeah, that was my understanding. So I need to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
We already got the number on it. That's why I...
Well, and we agreed to it, so hopefully it was agreed to.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I will get clarification on that.
So I don't know about that, but I mean, it's something to think about, I guess. But we have two more opportunities that we didn't have last week when I first brought them, so.
And the other about number nine is the culvert work that they got to get onto.
Which I don't believe, they've done, been doing a lot of cleaning. I don't think they've done any of those yet, right?
No, they have not replaced any yet. They've just been flushed, they're starting to flush out ones.
So time goes by very quickly.
Yeah, I will keep visiting again.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Let's see. What else about the highway department? Anything? Okay.
Well, he did send his latest work work log.
Saw that.
That came.
Yep.
So. And just so you know, I did reach back out to Tyson today and asked again, and this time he agreed to give us a estimate of the amount of office work in hours versus field work per week. So there should be in the next one a note at the bottom. He was going to try to do that. Great. Perfect. Let's see. Community hall.
So really bad news bear first, I guess.
I was going to say there's small good news and big bad news.
Did he ever tell you about the big bad news?
Huh? I saw the email.
Oh, he concluded everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I thought
that
previous conversation.
I didn't realize
that,
and I hadn't even seen the email yet because he had told me when he was here today. But I guess for everybody in the room, so apparently these people that fix these parts in the state of Florida
for the elevator or the lift, yeah,
being extra official, when they send parts down to them, they never send parts back that don't work. Well, or that they couldn't fix. They just recycle them down there and email them and say, we couldn't fix this. For some unknown reason, they shipped the part back with a note that said, unfixable.
So, there we go.
And Mac Brothers was like, well, I told Tim the part's fixed. They're shipping it back because they've never shipped back a part that wasn't fixed.
That's why he assumed it was fixed, because
right.
They were returning
well,
it.
Well, they actually told Tim it was fixed, because they assumed it was.
Right, but I'm saying that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they opened the box and were met with a note that said, unfixable. So now Tim's waiting and hearing back from Mac Brothers about what the, if any, possible next steps are. But the other two trim sides of the cupola got removed by Corrine Highway Department today with their bucket truck. So that's good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Corrine.
Yes.
My little ears heard that. My favorite sound in there.
They've been busy. They've been very busy.
Love that. I want a pet.
I'll make notes.
We'll ship some to you. We got
the money. Kyle said no pet owls. That might be an issue with the cats.
The owls need cats.
You need owl houses on your property.
That's what I mean. Might be an issue with the cats. Okay, so community hall, that's that. HVAC Sawyer Hall and Jacobs Road Municipal Center.
Yeah, so while you're gone, Sawyer Hall heat stopped heating, and Tim had to have them come out on emergency service on a Saturday to fix it. So he did. But, I mean, the thing with Sawyer Hall, which I think started before you left, that was we're going to need to replace the whole system eventually. Well, apparently now they have a plan. They told Tim they have a plan. They didn't tell Tim what the plan was. So now we're waiting to hear what the plan is from them. But with this system, Hartnett did come and they replaced that valve that was making this. They only just got it in after however long that was making the heat kind of trigger weird. But there's still the issue that there's a bunch of air in the hot water lines. So you'll notice sometimes when you walk in the front doors, just next time you come in here, just keep your ears open. It almost sounds like there's like the ocean's in the ceiling right there. It's really interesting. It's like very crackly and swishy and weird, right at that little like vent thing that's above where the front doors are.
Mm-hmm.
Tim had said that they had quickly looked at it, but they were going to have to come back to do a scheduled investigation of it and what's going on with that.
So it would be really nice. This has been something that bothers me in these buildings. Because I ask a lot of questions, but there isn't a lot of backup information. There's always like a we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to have, when these companies come in, for them, we do need to be smarter about getting plans, like you said, with costs associated to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and we should make sure that Tim understands this. This was my whole thing about the fixing of the elevator part. God forbid we just have somebody come in and do something and the cost is $50,000. We don't have $50,000 to pay somebody.
Right.
I'm over-exaggerating. But I think, and this is part of this whole budgeting for the repairs on these buildings. If you don't have the money in the budget, we're going to be having issues. But as the buildings get older and older and there's more challenges, we have to make sure that we're jumping on them sooner as far as knowing what they are, understanding what's coming down the pike, budgeting, and getting ready for ATM, because there's not going to be a lot of money sitting around as we get tighter and tighter with our budgets. The money just isn't there. So we have to make sure that we have plans in place in advance. Which brings me to a reminder. Has Jamrock been here for anything? Because they were supposed to do...
I think that happened right before you left. That we followed up with them and they said that.
That was for the HVAC work.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But they were going to come here and do a review of the equipment that they oversee, the heating system, the air system.
Mm-hmm.
We had authorized that some time ago now.
I think that must have fallen off, because for a while, that was what was holding you guys up from voting on the mini-split system.
Right.
So I think once you voted on the mini-split system, I mean, I never said anything to them, so they were still supposed to come out here, unless Tim said something to them. But I had just thought in my head that we didn't need it anymore because you voted on it without it. I don't know. But we never told them that we weren't looking into that anymore, so they were still supposed to come out here.
Right.
Did.
And that was like a review the equipment and put a plan and let us know what are potential issues that are coming down the pike, so that we can put a plan in place.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was an important piece, and I guess I think that would be an important piece for the next step of the rest of the work that the energy, what is the name of
energy
that?
Energy committee?
Yeah.
Energy advisory.
Energy, yeah.
Because once this work gets done and we can apply, you know, close out that grant, we were going to be applying for, or trying to get another grant for the remainder of the system, but you kind of need to know what you need to do.
You need a quote, yeah.
To start that process.
Mm-hmm.
Or to push it along, it shows you more ready.
Yeah.
Important to be ready for projects when you're asking for money. So I think we need to follow up on that a little bit. So the next step for that, I guess my curiosity is, was Jamrock gonna look at all of the water-based components, the boilers, as part of that? Which is basically here, which is basically what you were just talking about.
Yeah, because I think they were supposed to do... Well, they did come out, but they did the wrong thing. They were supposed to come out and evaluate the whole heating system and what needed to be done, what they anticipated needed to be done in this many years, what...
Yeah, that's
supposed
to be a report.
That was what they were supposed to do, but they came out here and did more of like a mass save audit on the building. And that was when Tim had to go and ask them again, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And that was just as I was starting, because I remember Helma was following up with Tim about trying to figure out from Jamrock what they're.
All right,
they
I'll follow up on
thing.
That a little bit.
No, I can too. I just I don't know.
No,
really
I don't mind. I've got to talk to them anyway. But so I guess that same philosophy. If Hartnett's looking at Sawyer Hall, it would be very nice to have that same type of a review of the system, which is much smaller, obviously. But it would be not, you know, how you just made the comment about, oh, we got to replace it at some point. Well, is it we have to replace it within the year?
Well, I think we need a second opinion too, because it wasn't Hartnett, it's white heating.
Oh,
I thought you said Hartnett.
Hartnett
can hear.
White heating's
Sorry.
Doing that one. So I think
okay.
it would be neat too to have Hartnett go out there, because I don't really understand why we need a whole new system. We haven't really gotten that explanation. I just said
this is what you have in the building. This is what the issues are, and this is what the potential cost is. And on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what white heating is supposed to be doing to us, but I think we should have another company do it too.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, it'd be nice for somebody to look at Community Hall and do the same thing, just so we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can make plans.
Yeah.
We can make plans because we don't have the information. I mean, we did that for the roof here, and that's helpful. And we have a guide, which is not on here, but that email also said the roof's going to be worked on May 11th or whatever. That's good. Okay. All right, great. Tri-Town Landfill.
So I walked the site with one contractor. The other one was supposed to get me a quote. Hasn't answered me, so I think that he's probably out of the picture. I think it's just this guy. It was the one that you recommended, not the one you got online. The one that somebody else recommended to you.
We
found another patch of knotweed that's much bigger than all of the other patches. So he's getting back a quote. I mean, he like quickly said when we were there that he'd have to go back and do a bunch of estimates, but he doesn't think it's going to be much over $2,000, which means we've more than budgeted for what we need, because all three towns have budgeted for that. So.
Was he just doing the invasive species? He doesn't want them.
That's not the one that does the mowing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The one that does the mowing.
And I don't know anything about these companies other than I called Snows. That's what I did how they deal with invasive species. And they said that they don't, other than unless it's small, you know.
Yeah, I guess you need some special certifications and stuff.
And then they said there's somebody over in Athol or Orange. So then I went online, and that's why I found those companies.
Oh.
So I don't really know anything from one or the other.
Well, only one of them did the mowing. The one that did the mowing, we set something up to do a site visit, and then nobody showed up, and I'm like, this is weird.
Not a good thing.
Then there was a blocked email, and it was this weird thing, and he's like, well, maybe I could give you an estimate without coming out, and I'm like, I don't think so, and then I sent him some more information, and I haven't heard back, so I'm not feeling very hopeful, and that's the only one that also does the vegetation clearing.
Okay.
So the one that actually did go out and walk the site with me is just solely does invasive species.
Well,
management.
It's interesting, both of those companies were from over there. Like,
I know.
There's nobody around, and they're both
They didn't answer,
there.
The second one didn't answer me at all. When I called them, they were not nice. They were like, I doubt we have anything. Like, we're not. I'm like, okay. Sorry.
Well, maybe that one will pan out.
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't gotten anything back from him. I think we did the site visit Thursday, Wednesday. So, we'll see.
And we're waiting to hear more from him?
We're going to get a quote from him, yes.
Okay.
But his really rough estimate was he didn't think it would be much more than $2,000.
Right, but that was just for the invasive species. That wasn't for mowing.
We already accounted for the mowing, though, in the budget with the $6,000-something quote we got.
But do we have someone to do the mowing?
We have the guy who gave us that quote, yes.
Okay.
Right. Separate guy.
I'm getting confused with all of
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
Okay.
Different one. That was the $6,300.
Oh, that's right, the first one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really has
I was just looking, and apparently the state is wanting all these invasive species to be dealt with. So, is there any possibility that the state can pony up some money for that kind of a procedure?
I don't know.
I know they're pushing towns to do this, to get rid of this stuff, because it's invasive. So,
I think it's more they're pushing us to get rid of it as part of our post closure order that was issued to us by the DEP of like, you do this or you're
right.
Deep dog
right.
Kind of thing. I don't know if there's any funding opportunities that they offer. I mean, we can look into it. I don't know what they do when it's something that has an order on it or if it's something that's like a, I don't know if that would affect anything. I think having the closure report and the order and everything, I didn't even consider that because it felt like a weird situation. But I could definitely look into that.
Might even be able to ask David Stokes if there's any connections he has.
Okay.
He could send along.
He might, that's smart.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. I was hoping to have a quote by ATM. So
it'd be really nice if he was always going to work, but I assume at some point he won't.
I know.
It's been very helpful. He's a very helpful person to the towns.
Oh, yes.
Good at his job. All right, what else? Nothing there. I'm back to public comments again. If anybody has anything they'd like...
Except for Pat.
If anybody has anything they'd like to share...
Pat, put your
Pat, do you have anything you'd like to share? We never hear from you.
Well, and I'm surprised. I'd like to give kudos to the highway department who was really, really helpful with the cleanup at the community park.
Oh!
Yeah, they took away tires. That dome play structure, Will dragged it up the hill and they took it and crushed it and took it away. It was a real community happening thing.
That's good.
But they were working in the center and then they were very helpful.
They sure were.
And it looks good.
It's good.
Did you get everything done that you wanted to?
No, there's a few little things left over. Trying to decide whether there's enough oomph to go back and finish it off. But,
yeah.
You had a pretty good turnout.
Oh, it was a nice turnout. It was very, very communal.
Good.
Nice.
It was very nice. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it was good.
That sounds awesome.
Very good.
Surprised you, didn't I, with something nice?
I'm waiting now.
Great.
Is there something else?
There's Bob.
What did I do now? It's what you're
going to do. You're waiting for a positive comment.
He's just over there effervescing.
Nice.
I help.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's right, he did. He was a good worker.
Thank you, everyone who was there.
Will was good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome. The Gruens. Jordan Lively. Who else, Will?
There was contingent in the afternoon, too.
That's right, Bob Dane.
Yep.
And Bob Boone came back. It was really nice.
Yeah. It was fun.
Great. That's spectacular. Thank you. Anything else? Public comment. Ned!
Hey! You mentioned, and I'm sure you spelled this out earlier, something about the latest and greatest, but when it is the most recent.
We're going to get a new one.
Yeah,
so will you make sure you send that to each finance committee member also when that comes?
Yeah, I know we have April 16th as the most recent.
So
there should be one.
Yeah, we're going to get
a
new one before the meeting.
Yeah.
We'll get that to you.
Right.
Yeah, we will do that. What else? Anybody? That's it? My goodness. Wow. All right, mail. Most of this we've gone over.
Yep.
So part one was our meeting minutes. Oh, signage. A note from a resident about the sign, which we're working on.
Yeah, but that was different. That was about having one at the end of the driveway.
Oh, right out from here?
Yeah, because resident had said that a bus came through and started to drive down the dirt portion of Jacobs Road. I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious, but I guess I could see where it wouldn't be obvious. I mean, we could probably do something small and inexpensive there that would just be...
Yeah, let's get the big one and then
definitely.
See. Yeah. We need to do something small. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or maybe...
just the number, even.
Yeah,
in
well,
era.
I was wondering,
yeah,
like,
18.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, our small signs that are our new road signs,
yeah.
But maybe something
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, smaller.
Definitely. If I do that.
We can look into that. I think we could do that. All right. Childcare at ATM, we've talked about that. We've talked about the warrant budget notes. We've talked about the clerk job description. And then we've talked about the follow-up. We received some emails in support of the Board of Health clerk and what a good job the person's doing. And
mm-hmm.
those are nice support letters. And the office assistant, we talked about that. Now, the job description, are we still using the same job description for that position, or are you going to be looking to make some changes?
We're definitely going to make some changes. I meant to bring it up earlier.
To the office assistant?
Yeah, mainly specifying. I mean, one of the applicants brought this up in the interview, and I hadn't really thought about it. When you have one sentence in the job description that says that the person should have the ability to fill in for the town coordinator when they're not here, kind of makes it sound like you have to have the ability to drop everything and go from 10 hours a week to 40 hours a week at the drop of a dime. So I think that'll need to be expanded upon a little bit.
Yeah, it should be clarified, because that's not a really truthful statement.
It's not. And I don't think it ever really happened that way. It was more like maybe some emails, phone calls.
So you probably should put on our next meeting agenda to review that.
Yeah.
And you should have any notes that you want on it discussed.
Yeah, I didn't have anything specific until we did those interviews on Monday, and then I guess.
Yeah. So there would be times when Helma wasn't available to be here at the meetings that the office assistant did sit in.
Right, but that's why we're saying we need
so
to
that's
more
one of those
and we did ask
examples
that
of when
that
happened.
Be more clear,
our,
yeah.
Interview questions.
But
yeah.
You wouldn't
offer that.
You wouldn't say to somebody, I don't think, that, oh, you can't have this job if you're not staying home every Tuesday night in the event that
right.
the town,
no,
you know,
no.
it'd have to be like in advance. Notice.
Well, that's what we said to some of the applicants when talking about availability was,
yeah.
if needed and with advance notice,
right.
do you think that you would be able to attend a select board meeting?
Yeah. Because if not, the clerk is supposed to take
that's, yeah, that's all what we told them.
You
said they don't like to.
Don't
but...
you like
it?
No, that's just for me. It's not like official.
But you get the recordings, too.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have like, is there like an AI thing that sits and makes notes up from that?
I don't have one.
No, but I could play that to an AI.
Because those are pretty cool.
It's really cool.
So there are towns who are doing that.
No, I started to do it in Cheshire and I hated it.
Oh. Did you?
Hated it.
Why?
Because
like it?
Then I had to spend more time going back through it and I feel like editing it then. And I didn't play around with it as many times as I should have to get like a thorough evaluation. I did write it off pretty quickly.
Well, you should ask,
but
what's your name when you have lunch with her? They're the one,
Diana, do they do it too?
I don't know if they continued, but they were going to try it.
Oh.
So put it on your list of questions to ask her. I was the first I heard about it, actually, that chlorine was going to try it.
I say tread carefully.
Yeah,
I know. I won't use it.
I have to be honest, there's one that sits in on these weekly meetings we have for a project, and I take those notes and then write them,
mm-hmm.
and this specific one is great. Very rarely
wow.
do I have to make
what?
Like a spelling change, you know, like somebody's name might not be spelled right or
mm-hmm.
something like that, but the notes are really well kept.
Huh.
Is that a business app or is that an app anybody can?
No, it's one that anybody. I'll look up and see what one it actually is because it's so far it's been really great. I love it.
Hmm.
It gives, and then it takes everything. Not only does, because you have, you know, specific like titles to what you're doing, whether it's, you know, change orders or, you know, project update, but then it makes a list of action items. Which I love too.
That's good because I'm highlighting everything in yellow and red.
Well, that's what I mean. It takes your notes and then it creates an action list.
So that could replace me, right?
Nothing can replace you, Pat.
That could replace me.
Well, in essence, the minutes are it's the same thing, but it's recording all of the voice. Well, it's pretty much that's why I ask if there's one attached to what's already being recorded. Because that's usually we'll see if you're in a meeting, like a Zoom meeting or whatever, if someone has a system connected, you'll see an actual screen that pops
up. It shows up as if
and
it's
it'll
a
say
person.
AI chat or robot or whatever, but.
There's someone that I've had to meet with a few times here that has it on.
And
too.
It pops up so that you know that you're actually, that they're gonna have the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is.
The thing with the minutes is they don't come out until at least a week or two after the meeting, so they're not in real time.
Because they have to be approved.
Yeah, they have to be approved.
Correct.
And
correct.
It took a month for them to come out sometimes if there was a.
So ask her when you, if they ever went through it.
Yeah, I will.
With it.
Add it to my notes.
All right. So that's that. Part two, the police cruiser we talked about, watershed talked about. Highway Department, Taylor Brook Road talked about, Community Hall lift. Then we have some others that we haven't talked about yet. We have the nurses' reports and then the position update in regards to the. So that's a good question about Dr. Warner, because Dr. Warner does the signing and authorization. And if there's no Dr. Warner, how's that happening? Mm-hmm. Is the Board of Health on that, or is that us?
They were supposed to be, but I don't know if they've done anything, because I don't know really if she can even be town nursing without a...
Well, I think that's pretty much what she's saying. She can get through with this round of ordering, right?
Wait, so we're talking about vaccines? To
the vaccine.
But I think
we're not doing vaccines.
It's more than just vaccines, though.
We're not going to do them? Okay.
But my understanding from the Board of Health meeting was that it's not just the vaccines, that
something else needs
medical
to be
control to just provide medical advice.
I guess that's a really good question about the whole nurse position then in general, if there has to be an overseeing doctor to just have the nurse position.
I can't remember what was said. They said that it wasn't a big deal on that. Most doctor's offices would probably just be willing to sign off, but I don't know how true that is. I don't know if they did any follow-up there.
I find that it would be difficult. Just the opposite. I can see a doctor's office saying, absolutely not.
Yeah, like I have
no
idea.
If it's not within my control,
yeah.
I'm not interested in doing that.
Absolutely.
In today's world, we're going back to even our jobs changing. I mean, everyone's looking at having, you know, anything goes wrong and they're looking to call a lawyer.
Responsible.
And, yeah.
Reach
out
to Bridge Carter. Ask them.
So I think that. That's a really good question that the Board of Health should be checking into.
FERCOG should have some ideas about
that. I would
think
somebody could answer that easily, yes.
Because they have nurses.
Yeah, so they must
you
have
that are acting as nurses in health clinics. And
I'm sending myself an email reminder to check in, but if, I mean, I don't care.
It's really just sending a note to...
CDHS.
Well,
it was sent to the Board of Health.
Gene, thank you.
CDHS, yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't think it's our job to do it for them.
Huh?
No,
we just asked to have them see if they've done anything about it rather than do it ourselves. I don't think that...
Well, technically, it's their job.
Well, that's what I mean, and I feel like it probably wouldn't be received well if we went and did that.
Correct. No, I would say send a note to Gene and say, you know, second to... Claire's notification, which is really nice of her to tell us. The question is, what's next?
Mm-hmm. So are you doing that?
Yeah, I put it on my
phone. Oh, okay.
Do
list.
Perfect. I'll take it off mine. Thank you, Claire, for bring that out. Then we had the inspector of animals appointment. Did you send that to Amy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And grant committee from, this was a resident of Heath, sent an email.
I think we need it. Talk to Mary about today.
And I think that the people who offer up and suggest them are the first people on the committees.
What's so funny, Pat?
But you know, that cold rain...
That you want to, right?
Hmm? Well, I'm dying to. That $250,000 grant that Charlemagne got, that was written by a grant writer who got, I think it was 8% of the amount of the grant. That's fantastic.
Yes, there are grant writers that get paid. There's somebody actually who works for the town that wanted to do that when they retired. I heard the person say that a number of times.
Mm-hmm. I think I know that person.
Well, maybe that person could lead a grant committee.
If there's some interest that we could start asking people, we can bring it up when we talk about our appointments, which we'll have to do at our first meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, I should add.
Oh, those are at the first meeting? You have to do them or just start talking?
Start the conversation, have the list.
Okay, I just got really scared.
No, have the list.
Don't freak out.
I'm scared enough.
Because we need to know how many openings we have.
Yeah.
I also talked to that person, and ECC offers an online course on grant writing.
Well, I think it's less of how to do it and more of there's no time to do it.
Right, they're pretty self-explanatory once you get into it.
A lot of them.
But they take time and knowing to look for them. Those
and
are
to,
the two things.
Oh, and
knowing
once
to
you
look
get
for them,
dealing with them.
And then, right, well, and then management of them afterwards. It
because
all takes
it's a
time.
Lot of, I mean, I know. And this patio project is a great project with the COA, but it's taken a lot of time, even once we get this grant.
So they do.
Even if it's another department that applies for it, it then comes back to my desk. Like,
well, that's why in the past, in particular, the not so long ago past, when we had a grant that had a lot of management, there had to be additional hours that were paid for by the grants on top of the workload, on top
right.
of the normal hours.
I mean, that one's
but not everybody wants to do that,
yeah.
but,
right.
you know, I mean, yes, it does.
I'm probably not doing that for the record. Absolutely not volunteering for that. Maybe someday, but I'm still confused enough about everything else. So.
But that's one of the things that the FERCOG was also talking about is a grant,
yeah.
having grant writers.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
that's
something we checked off on that list, didn't we?
Correct. Because then that whole management payment for, you know, the 8%, they just take that right out of the grant.
Right.
They write it into it and then take whatever their percentage is. I don't know that it's 8%, but the FERCOG will do that. That's how they keep going, and is
mm-hmm.
that they get paid for their work by the grant.
And they did say when they did that follow-up about the what do they call that? A DLTA funding. When they did that follow-up in that email,
yeah.
They had said that, like, for some reason, not many people had checked that box or something, but that if somebody wanted help with writing a grant, to reach out and they'd see if they could.
Because I don't think that people in general recognize how many grants, how much money there is sitting out there. There's a lot of money out
right?
there.
Right? It's just finding somebody to...
Right.
deal with that. It's
right.
like it could be a full-time job.
Right. Right.
It's a lot of work.
Right. A lot of money.
So maybe that's a conversation to start with the FERCOG, that we have someone
yeah.
Who suggested and is interested in the creation.
her first initial is H, right?
No, not the person who wrote it, the letter. Her first name began with a P. and maybe the FERCOG could help.
Probably.
The FERCOG could help us create that or just give us suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should use them as much as we possibly can.
I think that'd be good. Depending on what happens with it, I may even see if, since I haven't gotten that ADA transition plan yet.
Oh, then you can ask about that, right?
Yeah, you guys will be able to write the grant later.
Because we haven't been asked, have you been asked questions?
Yes, so that went out to all, I mean, I answered it for you guys.
On behalf of us, we don't have to do anything. That's perfect, oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was a survey, went out to all department heads, all board and committee chairmen, but the responses were to be sent directly back to FERCOG. So I'm not sure how many departments, boards, committees, whatever, sent it back, but it apparently was enough that they could come up with this plan.
Perfect.
So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, when they're involved in that whole management piece, things move along, and there is a conclusion and a report, and it's great.
Definitely, and I guess because the grant round opened to reapply for this building. Do you remember how we applied last year, and then so that opened, but now I'm like, FERCOG, get the transition plan ready, because the whole thing was that we needed the transition plan in order to apply for it again, so.
Right.
Waiting for it.
Good.
We'll see there, but.
That would be exciting if we could get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Conservation restriction. We've kind of talked about that too, but did we have to do something on this?
So that's what he has an appointment on the meeting after.
Right.
Actually, with all the other things, we have to do the meeting after.
Okay.
That's when he wants us to approve that. So that's why that's there, is to remind you guys to look at the. I forwarded that email individually to you all with
mm-hmm,
the information.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept it in there as a reminder to review that.
And then the 2D AT steering committee date, that's FYI, and the updates, 2D AT update, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting, this just seeing that makes me think about schools. That meeting,
don't even,
for the tech is when?
So it was scheduled for yesterday, and I planned my whole day about being there. I go there.
Oh, that's right.
And there's
when
no
I
meeting.
I thought it was the end of the month.
No, it was yesterday. I looked through my email. I looked through they never sent out anything that I could see.
They rescheduled
saying
it.
They rescheduled it.
Oh.
So me and another guy from South Deerfield showed up for it.
But it was just the two of them. So we're trying to figure out if it was.
But we got
only
no notification that they changed the date. It was not publicly announced.
If
that
maybe
I'm
everybody
aware
else got notification, or if it was just going to be Elisa and the guy from South Deerfield.
I don't know.
We don't know. We have no idea.
So where is it?
So it's supposed to be a GCC.
Why did I think it was?
Is this for the tech school?
For the tech school.
I thought they said May 12th.
Well,
they told
maybe
us May
Ned 4th. Got notification.
Well, apparently y'all didn't read because Ned knew.
Oh,
dang it.
That was Richard Martin.
Well, I took a picture of the little thing earlier.
Yeah, the
too,
letter.
It said May 4th.
And I looked it up online and Anyway, so it's May 12th. And it's, you know, it's the first Tuesday that we don't have, isn't it? Is that
yeah,
the first
think,
Tuesday we don't have to
said
meet?
I think that's what you said.
I'm like, really? Really?
It's during the day?
No, I mean, anything.
Where is it?
It's going to be a GCC.
At GCC on the
12th.
What the hell is the 31st? Why do I have that in my mind?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Well, looky here. I have it in here for May 12th. I knew.
What?
Why didn't
Why
you tell
didn't
me?
We know?
That's so weird.
What on earth?
I don't know.
I
how come
I
knew?
Like
Ned and I knew.
A thing in my phone that says
we have it in
May
4th
from 6 to 8 p.m. It was on the board at Sawyer Hall.
I actually, I think it was in our conversation with him because we said we don't have a meeting that night.
That's so funny.
Which maybe we don't have May 31st either. But.
So maybe they moved it at some point. We somehow
spaced it.
I blanked it out.
I don't know.
Anyway, I did make the effort to go. And like I said,
could you try again next week?
Plan my whole
It's the first Tuesday. We don't have a meeting.
I've had dinner before.
It's at, I think it's at 6, but
I
maybe Robin will
six.
Tell me.
I put it down for 6, but I don't know if that's true.
Maybe Ned knows.
It's funny, I do. I have it on 6, but I don't know that that's real. Sometimes when I put it in there, I don't really know the time. I just plug it in. to alert myself.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, that's gone, and who's in Springfield? Oh, you're in Springfield. Okay.
On the 12th?
Yes, ma'am. Franklin.
Yeah, follow up.
Yeah, Franklin.
All right. Well,
Johnny,
sorry to bring that up. Just popped in my head.
And you only texted me. Okay. I'm like, no, I'll let you get settled in. okay.
All right. So, so the next meeting, that was all our mail. So the next meeting we have Liam, by the sounds of it. We have...
So that's the 19th we're talking about?
Yeah.
Right?
Wards clerk. We will obviously have, most likely have office assistant in the job description.
We also may have a recommendation by them.
Okay, hopefully. And...
we keep on
appointments.
I can I bring up one thing? For ATM, it just popped in my head. This whole nurse position thing. The budgeting for the continuation of the nurse. It would really be good if we had answers to some of the, like the whole doctor piece. I mean, if people ask these questions, they're gonna say, "Well, are you budgeting for something you don't even know what it's gonna, how it's gonna be, or what it's gonna be?" We're gonna say, "Well, we're budgeting because we assume it's going to continue, and we're asking you to
continue it,
but we want to make sure we can." I mean, those, if someone were to ask that question, I didn't think about it until I saw Claire's note.
I mean, that'll be part of what I can say in my email to Jean. Past that, I don't know. How else we could figure that out immediately without stepping on toes?
They're not obviously meeting now before...
Second Wednesday of every month?
Well, maybe you could just reach out to Gene early tomorrow and ask him and just say, we're feeling, the select board's feeling they need to know, not necessarily who is going to be, it's just that we... These are the steps we have to take, maybe, or this is...
What's the plan?
Yeah, what's
just,
the plan?
We just know what's the plan.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because...
Who's replacing?
Yeah. It would be nice to be able to honestly have these, not just, we're going to work on it.
That's the other appointment that's on May 19th.
Oh, right. Board of Health's coming in.
You want to start a little early?
Probably should.
Yeah, it's a big meeting. Shaping up
text the one we're going to record. Could you come earlier?
Oh, I'm not doing it. I can't come on.
It's Jillian.
Yeah, it's one. I've been here.
Okay.
We could just start like at 4:30.
Yeah.
Does that work for you? I know 4 is sometimes hard for people.
No,
it's 30.
Yeah, Tuesdays are fine. You're good with it?
Yep, 4:30.
This will get a half hour in. Pat?
Well, before you close, I want to ask a question. There's a restoration company, window, storm window restoration company in Warner, New Hampshire, and they're very interested in our storm windows. In fact,
well, that would be good to get another.
Yeah. In fact, the gentleman was in Deerfield today, and if he had known we were interested, he would have come up and looked at the windows.
Oh.
So that's very exciting that someone's enthusiastic about it. So is that something that Tim will he can want pictures and measurements. Is that something Tim will handle?
Well, that should be in the grant application, I would think.
And measurements?
Awesome.
I don't think there was.
No, maybe not measurements, but I think might have been.
I don't know if we had pictures.
I don't think so.
Well,
I was just in the application this morning because I sent a follow-up to them asking if they ever got my email about.
But I do think Tim has measurements, to answer your question.
Well, so, but yeah, somebody needs to take it forward.
So where's the,
I know the size of the windows too, but
do you have the information?
Yeah, they're 3 feet wide.
No, the person's information.
Oh yes. I sent it to Justine just today.
Oh, okay.
But it's gonna be 2 weeks before the next select board meeting, and it just
We can
be nice if so who would pick who will roll with that?
I can. If you send it to me.
Weren't you working on another company too?
Yeah, I begged, and so yeah, they have.
They have, what have they done?
They're working on different options for the storm windows.
Okay.
And pricing. But if there's someone really enthusiastic about it, that's great.
Yeah, when you.
But you have need more quotes anyways, because it's not going to be cheap. So I think it's good to have, if we can get two quotes, that'd be great.
So I can send you the measurements, because Bob Dane and I measured them. Like.
Yeah, if you
and
want to
send
me the
picture.
And the somebody give me the information and I'll maybe they'll still want to come down when they see the size of them.
It doesn't seem daunted. I had told them they were 9 feet tall.
It was part of it. I don't
doesn't
have a
seem
way.
Daunted.
We had done
perfect.
The math, remember
okay.
when we had started talking about this again in February?
But
I don't remember.
I don't
do they
either.
Vent?
Did you say?
We ended up with
way more donations than
okay.
rather than.
Yeah, if you want to send that, that would
be.
I see the accounting of it all. I just don't know how much.
Must
I know.
Be
we'll
old,
have to look at it again. I know we had figured it out, but we'll have to look
window
it out
restores.
Again.
It's Iconic Restorations.
Oh.
It's the name of the company.
All right. So
one is a more.
Okay. This is a more in New Hampshire.
I mean, it is one.
Yeah.
It is one in New Hampshire. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. But it's called Iconic. Restoration.
Yeah, if you send that to me, Pat, that would be helpful.
Okay.
I'll do it. Okay. So we're going to start at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to see what else falls out. And that's what else? Anybody? Anything else you can think of for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Then I can take a motion.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn at 7:14 p.m.
I will second that motion.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.